Welcome to We Are the Watchers. Tom. And Leah. Are the Watchers.
Welcome to We Are the Watchers, episode 33. Tom, have we got a special episode today?
We sure do. We thought we'd try something a little bit different.
Just a bit.
Yeah, for a bit of fun.
And about 1 meter shorter.
That's right. Having said that, not that much shorter than me, though. We've got a very special guest, right, Tom?
Who's our special guest? Is there a little lady here today?
Yes.
Oh, hello. What's your name?
Shay.
Welcome, Shay.
And do you love watching things?
Yes.
Would you mind telling everybody, how old are you?
5.
5 years old, and you've been on a bit of an adventure the past couple of days, haven't you? Would you call it a holiday?
Yes.
And where did you go?
Gold Coast.
For how many nights?
3.
Just to do all different things, or was there a very special reason?
To see Jojo.
The Jojo.
Jojo Siwa.
The famous Jojo.
Yeah.
And did you see her?
Yes. She performed songs.
Was she singing or was she dancing?
She was doing both.
At the same time?
Yeah.
Wow.
She's a pretty talented lady, isn't
That's
she?
That's multi-talented. So how old is Jojo?
15.
So she's a teenager. She's pretty big. She's been around for a while. I remember she was in Dance Moms. Dance Moms.
So she started off in the Abby Ultimate Dance Challenge, or the AUDC.
A little bit of background.
Mega mum fan. Some, is that what I'm called?
A mega mum dance mum fan. So that was the competition where Abby was one of 3 judges.
Yeah,
was
maybe.
Was that it?
Yeah. And it was where Jojo and Kalani got their start. And there was a few on there, and Abby took a shine to Jojo and Kalani, invited them to her studio to be on Dance Moms.
And they said, yes, please.
Yes.
Why would I say no?
They got about a million new followers on Instagram, Twitter.
All different social media.
All of the things.
Platforms.
And since Jojo started a YouTube channel, separate, and it got very popular, and she's doing all right by herself.
So, Shay, what does Jojo do on her YouTube channel? Do you watch the videos?
Yes.
What does she just talk, or does she do lots of singing and dancing as well?
She mainly just talks, doesn't she? And she does one called Jojo's Juice. And what does she do at the end of Jojo's Juice?
Does she make juice?
No.
Okay.
What happens?
She pours juice on her head.
Are you serious?
Yes.
So if she's got, let's say, orange juice, and she's talking for the video, and then at the end she goes, thank you very much for watching, and then she just pours the whole juice on her head.
No.
How does it go?
She sings the song that she made up for Jojo's Juice.
It's Jojo's Juice. What? It's Jojo's Juice.
You'd know all the words, wouldn't you, Shay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she talks a little bit, and then she pours the juice on her head, and then she talks a bit more.
She's got juice dripping down her face, and she still talks. What a professional.
And the worst one she says that she ever did was maple syrup.
That would be so sticky. Maple syrup is supposed to go on pancakes, not people's heads. She's crazy. Does she make you laugh? She sounds like she's really funny on the YouTube videos.
So mainly on her YouTube channel, she's just doing like little like ad-libs and things.
Freestyling. I like it.
And then she's got maybe 5 singles. Can you name them all?
Boomerang, Kitty and Candy Store, Hold the Drama.
Hold the Drama?
Yeah.
Wow.
Every Girls.
A Supergirl, High Top Shoes.
And High Top Shoes.
Which is your favourite, would you say, out of those ones?
High Top Shoes.
Do you find that, like, you change, the favourites change? Like, some days you might like the Boomerang song more, and then other times you might like the High Top Shoes one, or is the High Top Shoes one the favourite of all time?
Hide Up Shoes, the favourite of all time.
Do you find yourself singing it at home, just singing the song?
Sometimes.
You like to sing it in the car a lot, don't you?
Oh, yeah, that's a good space for singing.
Have a bit of a dance party.
And in Kid in the Candy Store, there's a great line. Can you remember what that line is, Shay?
Why is my dog so cute?
It is the ageless question that can never be answered.
And for JoJo, Shay made a special sign that says, "Why is your dog so cute?"
So you made that sign for when you went to the Gold Coast. You made the sign and you held it up in front of JoJo, did you? Did she see it?
I think she did.
That's so cool.
Her dancers saw it.
They
saw
it.
Very impressed.
That's amazing. So how many dancers did she have?
Four.
You're right.
And were they all big kids as well?
Yeah.
They were a bit older, weren't they?
There was two boys and two girls.
Oh, that's good. I like it when it's even like that.
But JoJo's also a girl, so they have three girls on the team.
So it was uneven.
Yeah.
So the girls won. Yeah, the girls won.
Yeah.
There was a boy host, wasn't there?
Yeah.
So maybe that evened it up.
Okay. So was he from Australia or was he from America like JoJo?
He was from Australia. So it was it was at SeaWorld, and I believe he was from SeaWorld. JoJo was on at 10:30 in the morning, and I got there at 4:45 in the morning with fold-out chair and camped out.
How'd you go?
Oh, look, I was all right. I was probably number 400 in the line or something like that. There had been people who'd slept overnight.
Oh, my goodness.
Very committed.
That is committed.
And there was even a person who came 5 o'clock
at night.
No, 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
The day before?
Right.
Yeah, the day before.
I assume they were first in line.
Yeah.
They were number one. So how many people got in?
SeaWorld said it was the highest attendance on record. It was the busiest SeaWorld had ever been.
That's insane.
She's smashing them records.
It was. Yep. There was a lot of people there.
Yep.
And it was a steady wait for the morning, and we had a fashion show where we found out all the different JoJo merchandise you could head to Kmart or Big W to buy.
And have you yet?
Yeah. We've emptied our wallets over the last year or so since JoJo's come into our lives.
We already had a lot of that kit and caboodle. And then she sang three lovely songs, didn't she?
Yeah.
Which was your favourite of the songs she sang on the day?
High Top Shoes.
Oh, so she sang your favourite song. So when she sang it, did you just start clapping and go, yeah? Or did you go, shh, everybody, I want to listen?
I tell you what, could you do that chant you were doing? Do you remember when we were waiting for her to come out, what was everyone saying? They were saying,
JoJo, JoJo, JoJo.
Because we were waiting a long time.
Oh no.
Let's start a chant. Maybe she'll come out.
I was a bit concerned about you, Tom, because you were there so early in the morning in line.
Mm.
Did you have to sort of carefully ration your liquids?
I took a large can of V down with me and sat it underneath the chair. Mm. And I had my iPad, so I was able to do a fair whack of comic book reading.
Nice.
So it was nice to catch up on a few things.
And the Gold Coast, at least, is not as cold as other places in Australia. So it would have been fresh, but probably not freezing.
It wasn't even that fresh. And by 8:30 in the morning, already sitting in direct sunlight, I was regretting the fact that I was wearing a Metallica hoodie.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
It was black and it was quite warm. So by about 1:30, we were quite sweaty. And it was handy to be at SeaWorld because we could go on some wet rides.
So JoJo came out at 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
How long was she out on stage for, would you say?
About 45, 50 minutes.
Nice. That's a nice amount of time.
It was good.
You don't want to overstay your welcome when you're on stage.
No. Look, everyone had waited long enough.
Yeah.
People were keen for her to arrive a fair bit earlier.
We're all burning in the Gold Coast heat. It was very sunny.
I bet it was quite warm. So, Shay, did you see JoJo any other time that you were on the Gold Coast?
Yes.
Where?
The day before at dinner time, we went to Ribs and Rumps and JoJo Siwa was there.
She was in the restaurant with you. How close to your table was her table?
We were sat outside, weren't we?
And she was inside?
By the time we got over there to try and say hello, they'd already snuck her out the secret back door exit.
Yep. She had exited in a puff of bows, didn't she?
So basically the secret exit is she walked through the kitchen?
There's a door to the toilets inside that goes into the complex toilets, and then you can, like, then take a right. So it was very tricky.
It almost sounds like the beginning of that almost sounded like, so she went into the toilets, she climbed up on the loo and climbed out through the window and then ran out that way.
Yeah, it's like in Harry Potter. Where there's secret exits here and there, including bathrooms.
And only Jojo knows.
Mm. Imagine being a celebrity and, like, having to know, like, what's the best way to quickly vanish.
Yeah, I mean, how could Jojo be at a place like SeaWorld when everybody's in SeaWorld to see her and try not to be seen? Do you think, Shay, do you think that if you were super famous like Jojo... What would you wear as a disguise so people wouldn't see you?
I would wear a costume that dressed up as someone.
Put on a fake moustache?
Yes.
Maybe, I don't know, a big hat?
Yeah.
Like a sombrero?
Yeah, and maybe a wig.
And a wig. What colour hair would the wig be? You know, you could go like, I'm thinking maybe even clown-like, so you could have bright green or purple. Purple, yes.
Are you thinking like Mal?
Yeah.
So tell me who Mal is.
She is the daughter of Maleficent.
And where would we see these characters?
In Descendants.
Now, you've been watching this recently, haven't you?
Yes.
There are two or just one?
Descendants 1 and Descendants
2.
And which one's your favourite?
Descendants 2.
So what is Descendants about?
So there are five villains.
Yeah.
Maleficent, Cruella de Vil, Snow White, Evil Queen.
Oh, yeah. Evil
Queen.
Who else is there?
Jafar. From Aladdin.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's all.
Oh, maybe there's four.
And there's four. Uma, who is the daughter of Ursula
from Little Mermaid. Little Mermaid, yeah. So they're all Disney villains.
Yeah.
And all the bad villains have been trapped on an island and their children are stuck on the island.
That's right.
And so
it's kind of like a camp.
The son of Beauty and the Beast, his name is King...
Ben.
King Ben, he comes to the island and lets some of the villain's children come to the good school, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Because he thinks there's good in everyone.
And I don't want to sort of give away the ending, but does the ending make you smile?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good. And there's singing in it. Like, there are songs, right?
Well, there's something that they say at the end of each Descendants film. Can you remember what it is?
No.
Go on.
They say... You didn't think that was the ending, did you?
Yeah.
So they even said it in the second one?
Yeah. Because there's another one coming out, Descendants 3.
Oh, really?
It's next year coming out.
Oh, hot scoop here. Shay knows everything. So how many times do you reckon you've seen Descendants and Descendants 2? Would it be 2 times or 200 times? 3 times.
300 times.
No, 300 times each. Okay, fantastic.
Lots of times, haven't we?
Yeah.
And there's great songs and it's lots of fun.
Become a watcher on Facebook. Facebook.com/WeAreTheWatchers.
But all of that trip to Gold Coast was a wonderful way to start our school holidays, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And that's what we're having a bit of a chat about, is fun things for school holidays.
Yeah, like we want some ideas of fun things that kids can get up to during their school holidays so that when they come back to school and they see their friends and the friends say, well, what'd you do?
Yeah.
And they can say, well, I did this and this and this and I built this and I played with this. So, Shay, did you get anything when you were at the Gold Coast? Any toys?
I got Lego.
Ooh, what kind of Lego? Was it like a special...
Lego Friends.
Okay. So have you added the new ones to the old ones yet?
I haven't built it yet.
Okay.
It's going to be your project for the holidays, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's kind of exciting times. You might remember, Leah, that there was a show I really enjoyed earlier this year called Lego Masters.
Yes.
From over in the UK.
Yeah.
Late last year, sorry. I'm trying to find a pair of potential new professional Lego builders. Well.
Do you reckon Shay's in with a chance?
They're currently casting for an Australian series.
Hello.
I think Tom's thinking about himself.
Oh, right. I thought
I'm
maybe
thinking
Shay.
About a duo.
Duo!
Here.
Shay and Tom! Lego Masters!
Yeah?
Yeah! How good would you be? That'd be amazing!
Yeah.
Imagine if they said, like, Lego called you up and they said, hello, Shay, is that Shay? And you said, yes. And they said, hello, it's Lego here. We need you to build the most awesome Lego Friends Lego that we've got. Because we need to make sure that it works. Can you be our official tester? What would you say?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Straight away?
Yep, straight away.
Hands down. What if they said, but we're going to need you to do it for the whole school holidays?
No.
you got to have some other fun time, don't you? So what's this new Lego Friends?
So Lego Friends is a line that they introduced about 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. It was a little bit divisive at first because it's squarely aimed at the female market. Okay. Lego recognised the fact that over the years they had been marginalised more into only appearing in the boys' toy section, right. And they wanted to create. They've always seen themselves as very gender neutral. Mm-hmm. So they introduced Lego Friends and then later Lego Elves and a few other more girl-focused ones. But Lego Friends are a slightly different. They're not minifigures the same way. They're a lot more human-looking.
Oh,
pink
cool.
skin rather than yellow skin.
Yeah, right.
And longer arms and this sort of stuff. But
no movable hands, like twisting.
That's
oh,
right,
they don't twist.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Stay.
So,
but it's been very interesting because it's all themed around jobs and future professions and things like that. So when they first started out, it was a lot of school teacher, home, you know, very traditional
the sort
things.
Of standard.
Yeah. Whereas now,
going out with the girls in the car and the yacht, and
real right. sort of Barbie stuff. Actually,
it was quite. But now they've really branched out, and there's five main girls, and they each have very distinct personalities. And one of them wants to be a biologist, and so everything in with her is about science. And another one wants to be a pop star, so it's all about music and creativity and things. And this year, there's I think it's a new character. Is her name Vicky? And Vicky wants to be a race car driver, and so it's all new sets of go-karts.
So, Shay, with Vicky, do you have to build the go-karts?
Yes.
Have you tried? Well, they're not out yet.
Well, that's the set Shay got.
Oh, so does it look hard?
Kind of.
But you reckon you'll be able to do it?
Yeah.
You do like making vehicles, don't you?
Yeah.
So what colours do the cars come in, or can you pick all different ones?
Red.
Red's always a good car colour, I think.
Red ones go faster.
They do go faster.
I think there's red and yellow and green. Is that right? Or maybe orange? The Friends colours are far more pastel.
Okay.
And there's some very bright colours and stuff like that. But it's very cool sets, aren't they? And there's a TV show of Lego Friends.
There's a blue one, I remember.
Mm-hmm.
Is there purple? There should be purple. If there isn't purple yet, there should be soon.
I think the start and finish line has lots of purple in there.
Oh, cool.
But there's that, and there's a winner's podium with the trophies. It's a very involved set.
It definitely sounds like quite a few hours are going to have to be spent building it.
It's going to be good, isn't it?
And
you might spend me the whole entire day.
That's okay, though, isn't it?
Yep.
As long as you can have a break for lunch and dinner and then just get back into it.
That's a really good way to get some quiet.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, because you get really focused, don't you? You got to concentrate when you build it because you don't want to make a mistake.
Sometimes I watch iPad while I do it.
Oh, yeah, just for a bit of background entertainment.
Yeah.
I like that idea.
In a world that Tom forgot, we are the Watchers.
Linz, what else have you got over there? You look like you're reading a very long list of things.
As you just mentioned iPad, there are some things on YouTube you like to watch, aren't there?
Because what I like about YouTube is it's pretty much for everyone. If there's something that you're interested in, it's there. Like if you're interested in cats hitting other cats as the other cat walks past, which is one of my interests.
Who Who are you subscribed
whole
to?
Whole compilations. It's hilarious. But yeah, maybe some kids are like, you know what? I'm sick of watching the YouTube videos that I've got. So Shay, I think we should give kids a list of good YouTube videos. Yeah, and channels.
What are some of your favourite YouTube channels? Because Shay has the YouTube Kids app.
Oh yeah.
And so there's a far, you know, it's a good safe search, and it very much sets up of the channels you like will keep serving you their latest content. So there's some that she really loves. Like, who are some of your favourites you love to watch?
I like Daily Bumps.
Hang on, what's Daily Bumps? You've got to explain this.
It's a show about two little boys that are brothers.
Mm-hmm.
They're not the same age.
So one's a bit older.
Yeah, one's a bit older, one's a bit younger.
A bit younger, right.
And what do they like doing?
They dress up a lot, don't they? Yeah. Especially for Halloween.
Oh, yeah. Cool. So they got lots of costumes.
Yeah. Once they even dressed up as some people from like Before Christmas.
Oh, yeah, cool. And that was, I would imagine that would have been a Halloween special.
Yeah.
Do they have lots of videos?
Yes.
So if somebody starts at the beginning of their school holidays, they'll still have lots to watch?
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. They've been going for years.
They've been going for years and doing something daily, so you...
That's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. But they are committed.
Yes, their dad is a singer in a band, rock band or something?
Yeah, rock band.
Might be like a church band.
Rock group. And so they're constantly putting out content. But they live in front of the camera.
They sound like a lot of talented family members.
Yeah. Another family that is quite committed is called the Ingham family. And they're from the UK. And they hold the record of the most consecutive YouTube videos. So they've done one every day.
So they have not taken a break?
No. They've done one every day for 6 years or something. I can't remember. I don't know the stats.
I'm not doing the maths on that. That just sounds like a lot.
I'm just mouthing crazy to you.
And the Ingham family are fun, aren't they? What do they do? Who are the Ingham family? Who are the children?
They're three.
Yeah, right. So they're more than the two brothers. Yeah.
And they're all girls, aren't they?
Yeah.
So do they sing? What do they do? Do they tell funny stories?
They do challenges.
Yeah.
And they open... What do they open?
Toys. Oh, well, dolls.
They like a good unboxing, don't they?
Yeah.
I bet they've got a lot of LOL dolls.
And they do a big Christmas special, and you should see their stash for Christmas.
Really?
They have been very good all year round.
Well, I mean, they're working all year round. They deserve it, I guess. My goodness. So they have got lots and lots and lots of videos, Shay, that kids can get on and watch?
Yeah.
And they're all good ones?
Yeah.
They're a nice family, aren't they?
Yeah.
And there's another young girl who you really like, who's the sister of a very famous YouTuber. Can you remember who? So Evan HD, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Evan HD is very popular. And then his little sister was appearing on some videos and she's started her own channel.
How old is she?
She is older than 7.
Okay. And she's got her own channel and she's older than 7.
Yeah, now.
Amazing. And how long has she been doing it for, do you reckon? Like a year or two or more?
Maybe more.
She's seen a lot of videos.
They do a lot of taste testing.
One time there was one of who can survive the sourness.
So what were they eating that was sour?
Sour candies.
So I thought you were going to say they were trying to eat a whole lemon or something.
Well, some of them was not sour at all. Some of them was really sour.
And when they put it in their mouth, did they know it was going to be sour or was it like a surprise?
It was a surprise.
Was it?
And there was even Warheads one.
Oh, I've had Warheads. They're hard going.
You know, one of Shay's favourite things to watch is challenge videos, isn't it?
Yep.
You love watching kids do challenges. And Leah,
Yeah.
We've got a surprise for you.
What?
Later in the show, we're going to do a challenge.
I love challenges.
We're going to do a challenge on the podcast, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yep. Do you want to tell everyone?
Should I be scared?
Do you want to tell everyone what the challenge is?
It's going to be the Harry Potter jelly bellies.
Well, they sound delicious. What's scary about that?
There's some bad ones.
Like yucky.
Yeah.
The Birdie Bot's flavours.
There is vomit.
No way.
Yep.
And you don't know.
Would you like me to read you?
Yeah. Let's have a listen.
Here's some of the good flavours that we've got. Let me just find them. Cinnamon, cherry, candy floss, blueberry, banana. And then we'll just move to the not-so-great flavours. We've got grass, rotten egg, sausage, soap, vomit, earwax, earthworm, dirt, and booger.
So, Shay, have you tried any of these yet?
No.
So this is the first time?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I wish us all luck for later on.
It's going to be a good one.
Yep.
Are there any movies coming out these holidays that you're looking forward to seeing, Shay? Because we like going to the movies a lot. We've been... What are some movies we saw not too long ago? We went and saw Peter Rabbit.
Yep.
You saw that a few times, didn't you?
Yeah.
I have a feeling that's out coming out on DVD and streaming. And
it's already come out.
Oh, it's already out.
I think a few weeks ago it did. So we've watched that a few more times. I know Incredibles 2 is out, and we're going to try and head along and see that at some point.
We already have it at home.
Incredibles 1, yes.
Oh, now, I think Cam was talking about Incredibles 2 last week. Yes. He said he went and saw it and he really liked it.
That's right. So we've got to sneak along and see that during these holidays, haven't we?
Yeah.
You're going to be busy. You got the Lego.
Yeah.
And you've got the movies.
Yeah, I also have another Lego set. It's a Lego house.
And how big's the house?
About that big.
So it's probably about 10 centimetres high?
Or this big?
20 centimetres high?
Maybe keep going a bit more.
50 centimetres high?
It's about a three-storey house.
Oh, my goodness. How long are your school holidays? I feel like you're going to need a lot.
Three weeks?
You're a pretty quick builder, aren't you? She's already built a car this morning, like as you were walking in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I finished it already.
Already? How long did it take you?
About 2 minutes.
You're crazy fast. No wonder why you're going to be there. Now I understand why you should be the Lego master.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely.
So we talked about last week, Jurassic World.
Yes.
She's not quite old enough for that
No,
yet,
that would
a
be
shame.
A little bit scary, I would think. Yeah.
Ant-Man and the Wasp is out tomorrow, so I'm going to check that out. And if that's appropriate, we'll go and see that, because that looks like it could be a lot of fun.
The trailers look fun.
Well,
they look funny.
We did enjoy Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Oh, that's a great movie.
Well, it was a bit scary for me.
Which bit?
They shrank too tiny.
So tiny, and then they got stuck in the lawn out the back.
Yeah. I think the bit that you didn't like was when one of them was in the cereal and
the spoon
was coming down and he was like, don't eat me.
Don't eat me, Dad.
Yeah.
It was the dad that was eating it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. But do you remember the ant, their friend, the ant?
Yeah.
That was in the grass?
Yep.
That was good. I like that.
And you liked the bit when they were riding on the bee. You thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah. They also found a piece of Lego.
What colour?
Blue.
Okay, good. I was worried it was going to be red or something. And I can't remember, did they use the Lego or did they just see it? I don't remember.
I think they used it as camping gear. It was like bunk beds.
Oh, yeah. I want to see this movie again. I remember loving it.
I think they used it as like protection from something.
Coming
with a big stinging tail.
Yeah, fair enough.
Mm.
Yep. So would you recommend, Shay, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids as a good movie for kids to watch?
Maybe.
Maybe.
You got some other favourites from that parents might like.
You made a list, didn't you?
Yeah. There's also a few more YouTube ones.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We're going through those.
Yeah. Cookie Swellsy as well.
Cookie Swellsy?
Cookie's World.
Oh, right. Can you tell us what that's about, what that channel's about?
It's about this grown-up. And she likes toys a lot, so she opens a lot of toys.
Oh,
she does the voices for the toys, doesn't she? Is it that one where she plays lots of games with the toys and does all their voices? And she does lots of high pitched voices, doesn't she?
Mm. Yeah, I think it's, and it's also one of those ones where she's just a pair of hands,
yes,
playing with toys. You never
sounds
see
almost
her face.
Like Lego movie sort of.
She clearly gets quite hooked up by toy distributors.
It sounds like
gets sent lots of goodies to review and show off, doesn't she?
Yep.
She said that's lucky. That's a dream job for a lot of people. What other YouTube channels would you suggest, Shay?
Yeah, that was all on my list.
Sound good.
We've got two films from the past that you really like from a long time ago, before you were born, I think.
Whoa, yeah. The olden days.
Yep, the 90s.
Whoa.
The 90s.
So long ago.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what are the movies?
So there's one called...
School of Rock.
I think that was 2004, 5, 3.
Now, I've heard about how much you love School of Rock. And yeah. I think you've watched it a million times?
Maybe a million and three.
Whoa, that's a lot. Maybe you'd be able to watch it whilst you do your Lego. Because then you wouldn't really have to watch this in the background. Because you would know it all off by heart, wouldn't you?
Yep.
You've done that a lot of times, haven't you? Could you tell us what's your very favourite moment in all of School of Rock? What's the one bit that always makes you cheer and be happy?
When there's this little boy that throws his hat when he's going off the stage. His name is Zach.
Yeah. All the 1,000,003 times Zach's done it and you've gone, yeah, that was good. That was really good. So you'd recommend that to kids for their holidays?
Yep.
What other old movie?
Matilda.
Oh, that's a great movie.
The Danny DeVito one.
Yeah, that one's amazing. That's really good. And you've seen that a few times or just once?
Lots of times.
Lots of times.
Wow. But not as many times as School of Rock, though. School of Rock is number one.
Yeah.
And then Matilda.
You've got a catchphrase that you stole from School of Rock, haven't you? What's your catchphrase?
See you on the flip-flop later.
Do you tell that to people all the time?
Yeah, I even put it in one of my songs.
Did you? Hang on a second. Do you do songs?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm making songs.
So you're a songwriter?
Yeah.
And you sing them all?
I'm planning on one.
Yeah. Okay. It's all top secret at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah. So exciting.
Could you give us a hint and tell us what the name of one of your songs is?
Unicorn Girl.
I like that. You know why? Because I like unicorns.
Yeah.
They're really cool.
Who doesn't like unicorns?
I don't know.
Weird fact, but if you look up unicorn on Google, it says that the unicorn is the Scottish national animal, the animal of Scotland.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
So are you going to go and see any other new movies apart from Incredibles 2 at the movies this school holidays? Are there any that sort of you're interested in and try and check out?
Not really.
There's not many out.
Which is surprising, right? Because
it's quiet. There's normally a lot.
There's a new Mary Poppins one out with Emily Blunt. Isn't it? I thought it was already out. No.
Wishful thinking.
I know.
Somebody wants to see it.
I'm the one who knows the least about releases and stuff
okay.
in the family.
Fair enough. But it is weird that there aren't many movies out because it's over in the US, it's not only summer holidays, but, you know, it's around the July... The fourth school, not school holiday, public holiday.
I did forget we've got Hotel Transylvania 3.
Is that at the movies?
That's going to be at the movies.
Ooh.
That sounds good.
Ooh, we like that one.
Yeah.
I've seen the first one. I haven't seen the second one. Have you seen the second one, Shay?
No.
I wonder if you need to see the second one before you see the third one.
I think you'd get by.
Yeah, I think you'd probably be all right as well.
I reckon you'd be all right.
You probably wouldn't even need to see the first one.
I've seen the first one.
I thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah.
It was good.
There's
I
one
like the
coming
characters.
Called Show Dogs. Don't know much about that.
Does it look animated?
I'll check. But there's one coming that's got Ludacris voicing an FBI dog that goes undercover at a dog show, which this does sound like it could very well be it.
Sounds.
Oh no, this one's got Stanley Tucci as a dog.
Oh yeah, cool.
Nope.
Really?
Nope.
He's in everything.
He is.
But you just don't need to see him and stuff.
Not as a dog. Draw the line there. Oh, we could go and see Mamma Mia. Here We Go Again.
Ooh. My, my.
Mm. Oh, you like the sound of that one too?
We've got Maya the Bee, the Honey Games.
I've heard of that. That's supposed to be all right.
That's a very clever take.
Because Maya the Bee is a TV show, isn't it?
It is. Mm. That's a clever take on a film not appropriate for children. But yes, it's a bit quieter on the movies front this
Very bizarre. I don't understand. Doesn't make any sense.
Which is why it was good that there was other things to do.
I know.
You know, get out there and do some fun things in the world.
But there has been a film recently that you haven't seen yet, but you've seen a lot of clips online, haven't you? And you really want to see it because you like the songs. It's a little bit like Descendants. Can you remember what that one's called? Is it? I don't even know if it is out yet.
What?
Zombies.
I have seen it on...
We watched it on my iPad last week.
Yeah. A few weeks ago.
Oh, you're ahead of the curve all the time.
And what was it like?
Everything.
It was an hour.
It was an hour.
Yeah.
That's a good review. Hang on, though. If it's about zombies, it sounds scary.
There's an accident of spilling a drink, and then all the good people turn into zombies.
See, this makes me worry about JoJo, because if she's spilling her drink everywhere... Her juice. Maybe she might turn into a zombie. A zombie JoJo. Do you think it'll happen?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's only pretend.
Oh, right. So there's no need for kids to be scared of it.
No.
All right.
And JoJo's on another TV show sometimes, isn't she?
Yeah.
What TV show? We were talking about the movie earlier. There's a School of Rock TV show, and there's a guy doing a pretty spot-on impersonation of Jack Black.
Yeah, right.
As the teacher. But JoJo is on it sometimes, isn't she?
Yeah, she's friends with the people who play with it.
Mm-hmm. The actors on it, yeah.
Yeah.
So she goes on as like a special guest.
Sometimes.
Yeah. She's best friends, I think, with the bass player who was Katie in the film, I can't remember. In the TV show, if she's the same. Maybe.
Hey, you know something else that we could talk about? If people are looking for something to do these school holidays and there's no movies, if they live near the Gold Coast, we went to something that had only just opened. Do you remember what it was? It was based on another movie that you love.
Trolls Village.
What's Trolls Village about?
It's...
So there was that movie Trolls.
Yeah.
And we really loved that. And then they did a Christmas special or holiday special and all sorts of other things. And these are based on the troll dolls you might remember from our youth.
I remember them. I remember the movie as well.
And then Dreamworld have just opened a Trolls Village, which is aimed at very young children.
So it's a village so you can just sort of wander around it and see different things. Is there like a ride?
There's a few things to do, isn't there, Shay?
Yeah, there's one ride there.
One ride? Is it like a huge roller coaster?
No, it's not a roller coaster.
Oh, what sort of ride is it?
It's an aeroplane ride, but you have to go through a caterpillar's mouth.
What? Hang on, how does that happen? Caterpillars are tiny.
Well, it's only a ride, so
okay,
it's not
so it's
a
just
wheel.
Pretend. Okay. Yeah,
so it's a giant caterpillar, this one, so you can walk through.
And it so goes do you side walk through?
Side. Yeah, you walk through. There's a bridge, and then it goes side to side.
So it's rocking you.
So it's a bit like a fun house.
Sounds cool. Sounds like the kind of thing that Sandy and Danny would be a part of in Grace at the end.
The Shake Shack.
That's it.
And next door to there you can get transformed into a troll.
And did you get transformed into a troll? What colour did your hair turn?
White.
Ooh, because trolls never have normal colour hair.
No.
Sparkly
white.
Oh, so it was all shimmery and stuff.
You were the glittery one. What's the glittery one called? Can you remember?
Guy Diamond.
Oh, sorry.
That was quick. That was a quick response.
And which one's your favourite troll?
Guy Diamond.
I think...
DJ Suki.
What colour hair does DJ Suki have?
Orange.
How come you didn't want to be DJ Suki?
They didn't have her.
Fair enough. That explains it then.
They only had Guy Diamond, Poppy, or Branch.
Would you suggest to them to get more different colour, like different trolls that people could dress up as?
Yes.
Just so there's more of a variety?
I suspect most people will want to be Poppy, wouldn't they?
Yeah, I wanted to be Guy Diamond.
Okay.
And what was next door to the area where you could get turned into a troll? What was the thing we did?
The ride.
I'm sorry, what was the other side of that? That you thought was pretty tricky.
What did you make?
A cupcake.
An actual one that you eat?
Yeah.
got to decorate it and everything yourself, didn't you?
Yeah.
And how big was it? Was it a big cupcake or just normal size?
Just normal size.
Yeah. It was so big you didn't eat it all, wasn't it?
Yep.
And while all that's going on, they've got lots of character appearances and...
fun.
...dance party and everything. And this is right next door to the DreamWorks section they've got. So we...
Yep.
There was a Madagascar ride and we met Shrek and...
Oh, cool.
...all sorts of cool things there, wasn't it?
Yeah. There was even a bathtub of Shrek farting in the bath.
You're joking.
Yes.
People must have been laughing every time they saw it.
Yeah.
What else did you do at SeaWorld?
DreamWorld.
Oh, what did I say? SeaWorld. Sorry, what did you do at DreamWorld?
That was most of the stuff we did there, wasn't it? We saw some tigers.
There was a ride you liked going on a lot.
Madagascar roller coaster.
And it was a proper roller coaster?
Yeah.
Like for like just kids or
grown-ups could go on it as well.
Was it scary or do you like those sort? Do you like roller coasters? Do they scare you or do they?
They're really exciting for me.
And Shay is 118 centimetres now, so her horizons are opening up. And Tom is very excited.
Yes.
You're going to have a roller coaster, buddy.
I cannot wait.
For me to be 120.
Oh, so you've only got to grow 2 more centimetres and then you can go on more.
The next level.
Fantastic.
And on the fun, we also went to Movie World and there was some fun stuff there with Looney Tunes that you went on and things, but I'm going to jump in and say that if you're considering going up there, the DC Rivals Hypercoaster that opened late last year might just be the best roller coaster I've ever been on in my life.
That's saying a lot.
It's saying quite a bit because I'm rather seasoned at this stuff.
So what made it so impressive?
Firstly, it's silent. So it's 202 feet tall, so that just qualifies it for hypercoaster status.
Right.
Hyper needs to be over 200 feet. But the chain link, normally when you're going up a roller coaster, you hear the...
Yeah, this is the iconic roller coaster sound.
Silent. So you get to the top and you think it's about to start rolling and you don't even hear the click of the disengagement from the chain lift. It just goes and you... And it's the tallest...
your lunch is in your mouth by that point.
Well, it's the tallest, longest and fastest coaster in the Southern Hemisphere. It has several track pieces that have never been present in Australia of a non-inverting loop, which doesn't make sense to the brain.
Nope.
You go around a loop, but it loops during the loop, so you don't actually go upside down in the loop.
So you... Okay.
So you kind of do two loops that cancel
each other out. When that's happening, are you screaming because you think it's going to loop and then you realise it's not, but you use your brain going crazy?
Well, look.
There's a lot of confusion.
As for screaming, we'll cross live to Lynn's to see how you went. Lynn's screamed and I cackled maniacally like a hyena. I thought it was the funniest thing ever. I laughed my head off. And they don't take your photo because each seat has its own video camera, so you can buy...
the whole entire video. Mm-hmm.
And it's just me losing my ass.
I don't know why anyone would get their video, because I looked at my video and it's just the G-forces do not make you look good.
Yes, yes. So, Lindsay, are you a roller coaster fan? Or?
Yeah, I used to be. I think maybe being a mother, I'm like overly cautious now.
Yeah, right.
And like if we go on one with Shay, I'm like holding on to her and like trying not to pass on my irrational fears and things.
But that one I wasn't tall enough to go on.
Oh, you couldn't go on that one?
Yeah.
But there's a bit, so you go up mega high, however tall Tom just said, and then you don't just go down, you go...
It's an 85 degree decline.
Ooh, that's...
That you...
Sharp?
Yeah.
Yes, whilst turning as well. And then at the bottom, or, you know, at the bottom of that hill, you hit the peak speed for the ride, 115 miles an hour.
I love how it's all in miles and
speed. So we can compare it to American
stuff. Yeah, it makes sense.
Because Americans are the pinnacle.
So how fast did you say?
115 mile an hour, which is
pretty
darn fast. Yeah. I'm actually, double? I might be overstating that. It might be 115 kilometres an hour.
still.
Anyway, either way, it's real fast. Yeah. And it throws you around this thing. It's about a two-minute ride, or maybe 140, a minute 40 or something like that, which is very long for an Australian roller coaster.
There's a lot of track. It goes on for a lot. And I was sat next to a guy who was, like, so we were single riders, and we were both very quiet, weren't talking to each other,
You were just getting
usual
proposed.
Awkward way. But then as soon as that 85-degree drop, which is, like, almost back on yourself, weird, like...
Yeah, how does your body even react to that?
Kind of, we're going to, like, fall off the track somehow. When that happened, he was screaming. We were both screaming. But
it was
very strange to hear noise out of him because he was not talking.
He hadn't said anything before then.
And so your feet aren't strapped in or anything? Your legs are banging around in the air?
How does that feel? I don't know if I'd...
I loved it.
Yeah, like, it just felt like all my organs were going to come out of my mouth.
Yes.
I don't know, it's a very unusual setup. It feels almost like you're sitting on kind of like stadium grandstand sort of seats.
Yeah, okay.
That sort of thing, except your feet can't touch the bottom.
Wow.
And you're strapped in from shoulders and everything like that, but it's not the most hectic strap-in experience I've had of this type of... confinement. It's quite loose and you don't feel trapped.
But
and,
some people I would imagine would like the feeling of confined trappedness.
Yes.
And perhaps the absence of that would make them feel super uncomfortable.
So. Inverted coasters, which is where the train is above you and you hang down, you have to be a lot more strapped in because there's a far greater chance at something happening below.
Yep.
Whereas this sort of thing where the train is beneath you, they can be a little bit looser with this sort of stuff.
Cool.
To celebrate all this sort of stuff, at the moment they've got the Joker has taken over Movie World.
Fun.
So
it's really good. They should do that all the time because it's just like...
Mix it up, you mean?
They had a fountain that was like green and yellow.
Cool.
And like stickers that say ha ha ha, like stuck everywhere. It just gave it a really good vibe.
The statues of Batman had little... little flags placed in their hands that say "I heart Joker." Who were some of the characters you met?
Did you see the Joker at all, or was he elusively hiding?
He was elusively hiding.
Whoa!
Oh, we saw him for a moment. He was sitting on a throne. Remember?
Really?
He had some jokettes with him, and they had some people in costume as the. You remember the bank robbers from the beginning of Dark Knight wearing those crazy Joker masks?
Yeah, yeah.
They had people in costume just running around the park and doing that stuff and, like, running up to people laughing and then diving into, like, staff areas and stuff. It was really funny.
That's so clever.
Because they had that. And normally when you go to Movie World, you might meet, Batman, Superman, this sort of stuff. So yeah. Superman and Batman were still there and we saw Supergirl, which was very exciting. But they had Penguin and Riddler and Catwoman... Just a lot deeper cut on the villain side, and it's really...
Poison Ivy?
I don't think she was there when we were there.
I saw a girl dressed up as her.
We did. There were lots of, attendees,
cosplay.
Theme park fans dressed up. So there was one family that had dad dressed as Abin Sur Green Lantern, which is a pretty deep cut I was very impressed with. And their
gave him a nod?
I did. Their six-year-old son was dressed as Jared Leto Joker, which was... really disconcerting.
That's hilarious.
And we also saw a girl dressed up as Harley Quinn.
Oh, yeah, cool.
But my favourite cosplay of the day was there was a guy and a couple that were both larger. She was dressed as Poison Ivy and he was dressed as a Gotham City police officer. And I didn't see him go on rides or anything. I just saw him standing around in different parts of the park eating hot dogs. Or
that
donuts.
Was his mission.
But, like, I don't know if he was really eating or if they were props because he also had a little notepad and was, like, pretend making notes on what people were up to. And this, like, he was having the best time
he
just cosplaying
character.
Being a Gotham cop for the
That's
day.
That's hilarious.
It was great.
Did you see him, Shay?
No.
I think you might have blended in a little.
Yeah, fair enough. So, okay, so you went to Dream World, you went to Movie World. Did you go to SeaWorld?
Yeah.
Yep, that's where Jojo was.
But there wasn't too much movie stuff there.
Yeah.
We've started a family tradition on the Wild West ride of performing for the camera.
That's so good. I don't know who I enjoy more in that photo. So do you know where it is in advance? Like, how do you know where the camera is?
Oh, I know where the cameras are.
So we checked it out before. We pointed it out to Shay. We're like, right, so it's going to go really high and it's going to go down the steep hill and we've got to look as cool as possible for the camera.
I look so cool.
Yeah, you look really, really cool.
Because everyone else is scared, but we've got to look like we don't really care.
The three of you are just pulling hilarious faces.
I'm doing the old whoop, my thumb came off trick.
Classic dad joke.
Yep.
Amazing.
So it was pretty good fun, wasn't it?
You guys definitely packed in a lot.
We did. You know, I still found some time for some news, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I love it.
Should we punch through a bit of news?
Yeah, let's quickly get through some news.
All right. Some top stories. Jared Leto's at it again.
What's he doing?
So he's now getting a Spider-Man spin-off movie.
Why?
He's going to start as Morbius, the living vampire.
What's this, DC?
No, this is Marvel.
So it's Marvel.
But it's Sony Marvel, so it's not Disney Marvel.
Is he the first cross-universe player? There's been many
things. Come on, Josh Brolin. He's Thanos. He's Jonah Hex. He's Deadpool. Cable.
To me, he's just the guy from Goonies.
Yes! Yep, the guy from Goonies.
So Morbius was he's a scientist who accidentally shot himself up with a necrotic sort of antibody or something like that.
I hate when that happens.
So he isn't a real vampire. Yeah. He still needs blood to survive.
Right.
But it can be animal blood. Anything. Or this sort of stuff.
So like a good blood sausage.
Yeah, look, he flits between an ally and an enemy for Spider-Man.
Okay.
It kind of depends on how bad his cravings are.
Fair enough.
I could see Jared Leto having fun with it. It's, again, like that weird Tom Hardy Venom movie that's coming that's Spider-Man related,
yes,
but not
yes.
necessarily. We don't know
People
if Tom Holland's going to be
for
it.
That, though.
I'm going to see.
Okay.
Could be really good, could be rubbish. It's hard to make Venom without Spider-Man's presence at all.
And what do you think the vibe is of this Jared Leto?
I'm hoping he doesn't go as whack-a-doodle as he did with Joker stuff, because he was sending horrible things to his co-stars in the post and this sort of stuff. So anyway, that could be cool, that could be rubbish. Ross Marquand, our friend who plays Aaron on The Walking Dead.
Yes.
He had a very small cameo in Avengers Infinity War.
I didn't even realize it was him.
Well, he, spoilers if you haven't seen it yet, you're wrong. he stepped in for Hugo Weaving,
yep.
who no longer wanted to play Red Skull.
Yeah, he was over it.
So Ross was under all that makeup. Anyway, he's put his hand up saying he'd like to play Moon Knight, which is a fantastic Marvel Universe character. In simple terms, he's kind of like Batman. He's a very rich guy, hunts at night, completely white suit. Long story short, he was a mercenary. He died in Egypt, in Cairo, and in his dying breaths, he managed to commune with Khonshu, who is one of the Egyptian gods of the dead.
Mm-hmm.
And Khonshu grants him life to return and come back and harvest souls for him.
Right.
However, Moon Knight, or Mark Spector, is actually a guy with multiple personality disorder. And
right.
so he has many people living inside his head, so Khonshu might not be a real thing. He might still be lying.
Interesting. I like that.
He might still be lying, dying in Cairo.
It's a good angle.
He has one personality that is a hard-as-nails cab driver who gets all the info from the streets. He's got another one.
He used to be from New York.
Yeah.
Can't you see I'm walking here?
Very much so. He's got another one that is a big-time Hollywood producer.
Right.
And the thing is, all of these personalities do exist and do know other people and find out things for him. And so they
all live separately their own lives.
Yes. So this producer is the one that bankrolls Moon Knight's activities.
Oh, right.
All this
yes.
Sort of stuff. It's very, very convoluted.
I can see Ross doing this.
Yes. It is.
Because Ross, I've seen him do impressions and impersonations and he is very good.
He is the mental health needed superhero. Mm. And so where we're getting with superheroes now, and we need to keep mixing up so it doesn't get stale.
Yeah.
I feel that Moon Knight should be really high up Marvel's list in terms of A, it's an answer to Batman, but B, the psychological angles they could go with that would be really, really interesting.
Sounds really new, fresh for comic book fans who don't read comics, if you know what I mean.
It doesn't matter who Moon Knight's facing. His greatest villain is always himself.
Yeah, right.
And he always generally leads to his own undoing.
Yep.
But can turn it around. And master of impressions.
Yeah, I know. He's unbelievable.
He can give each character their own voice.
Exactly. He's kind of like, did you ever see that show Orphan Black?
Yes.
And she, you know, was obviously the one actress playing all these different characters. And they would all be in the same scene together. And you would think, oh, that's right, this is one person. To me, Ross seems like the kind of actor who is on the verge of something. Because he's kind of wasted as Aaron in The Walking Dead. He's better than...
I think he has the potential to be a Jim Carrey.
Yeah, you absolutely.
Really,
people don't know that yet.
No.
We are the Watchers. Now, the voice cracked. Hi, I'm the voiceover guy, and I've had enough. Toodaloo.
Look, Marvel's having a great year. I read something last night that between Black Panther and Infinity War, Marvel is currently responsible for 22% of this year's box office globally.
That's insane.
And they've got Ant-Man coming out tomorrow. And that's they're so saying good. Very conservative, we'd like to hit 80 million, but there's people saying it might hit 120 opening weekend.
So unbelievable.
Stay tuned for that. Mm. I'm about to move out of comics, but there's one last thing I feel like we should talk about, because spoilers is something that's very important to us.
Yeah.
You know, we discuss them. But there's always etiquette around spoilers. You put a spoiler warning out. Yep. You make sure people are aware that it's coming and stuff. New York Times massively broke that trust this week.
Oh, no.
Yes. So it's becoming a bit of a tradition that Marvel and DC, if they've got a really big event happening, will talk with some of the bigger newspapers, tip them off that something's coming, because that way the non-regular comic book reader can be aware and step in. And for the last 50 issues of Batman, they've been building to Batman and Catwoman's wedding.
Right.
Which sounds crazy, but...
It's a thing, though.
It's a thing. It's not public that it's Bruce Wayne and Selina Kyle marrying. They're not having that marriage. It's Batman marrying Catwoman. And I don't even want to say it because it's not out yet, but the New York Times came in and spoiled the ending of that. And it's 50 issues they've been building towards that. And it wasn't just that they spoiled it, because I could understand if they put it in the article.
Yeah.
But they put it in the headline.
Oh, you're joking.
And blasted it out to everyone a week before the issue drops.
This is the New York Times. This is one of the biggest, most regarded newspapers in the world. How could they have made such a mistake? How did this get through editors?
Well, DC and them talked.
Yeah, right.
And as I said, this sort of stuff has happened in the past. You know, when Captain America died, that got spoiled 12 hours beforehand.
By them? Or
I think it was New York. It was a big publication.
Yeah, that's
but Marvel
rough.
Were involved with that. And the same thing when Thor became a woman in the comics.
Mm-hmm.
They announced that on The View. And
okay.
I get that sort of stuff, because that's the beginning of a story.
Yeah.
But this is the end, and it's a culmination. And I really felt... The writer, his name is Tom King, I really felt for this guy, because he built this really intricate story, and it doesn't matter so much what that ending is. It sucks that it's been spoiled, but it's the payoff for everything that's come, and then it sets up the next 50 issues. And this one act from this editor trying to get a bit of extra hype and more clicks and stuff has undermined
years.
2.5, 3 years of work.
Yeah, that's rough.
Like that.
That's rough.
So
that's not cool.
Yes, so there's been an awful lot of discussion in the comic book sphere in the last week of whether there needs to be an adjustment of this practice and a change of spoilers, because everyone else seems to get how spoilers work, but it's
not
lovely.
Science.
Well, no, but it's lovely when the mainstream media want to cover stuff in pop culture.
True.
They need to have someone who is used to dealing in the pop culture world do so that it can be handled with the necessary care.
Hmm.
So
that's
I feel like I'm shaking my fist at clouds.
That's a crappy story.
But it was a really disappointing situation.
Yeah, that sounds bad.
You know what else was disappointing?
What?
You know I love Porn Stars?
Mm-hmm.
The old man on Porn Stars.
I heard
he
about
passed
that.
Away.
Yeah.
Which was very sad. But I think about 48 hours later they had a wonderful 1 hour special dedicated to his life.
Oh, wow. That's an amazing turnaround.
He's been sick for a while.
Okay.
So I think
they were ready.
I don't know if it was so much ready, but they knew what clips. And then it was just beautiful seeing his son, walking around the shop, a lot of it was just him talking to camera about stories of his father, his best friend, and talking with Chumley and Corey and the other staff. And it was just, it was...
It hit the tone perfectly.
Yeah, it was not mournful in any way. Yeah. It was a celebration of this guy's life.
Oh, nice.
And, you know, he has always been portrayed as curmudgeonly on the show, and instead it pulled back and showed that this was a character he'd played, and there was a reason why that business is so successful and people have stayed there that long, and it was because of the foundation that he built.
Mm.
So, yeah, it was sucky, but it was a beautiful thing to watch, and, I thoughts with their family.
Yeah, absolutely. And whether he'd been sick for a while or not, it still is very sad.
Yeah.
I saw a interesting story about leaking, so sort of spoilerish, about Doctor Who, the BBC's in court. They're not happy. They're trying to find the person responsible for posting some of the scenes of the upcoming season. This is season 11?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's 11. It's difficult to say with Doctor Who.
I know, it gets confusing, doesn't it? But this is the... I was going to say important. No, I will say important. It's important because suddenly the Doctor is now female.
Yeah, 13th Doctor.
That's right. And, you know, so the first scenes of this new Doctor, fans would be excited to watch in full as the proper show comes out with everybody else, but unfortunately those scenes have been leaked. So,
and they're not even edited or effects finished or anything like that.
Crappy.
So it means that it's probably someone involved in the production.
Yeah, which makes it even worse. So the new season debuts I think later this year.
Yeah, they never they always
like
hold
our
off on
spring,
a,
their
maybe
autumn.
Maybe October or something like that. So they will show some footage at San Diego Comic-Con.
Yeah, okay, cool.
I imagine I'm going to New York Comic-Con. There will be a presence there as
amazing.
Well.
Amazing.
Yep. So that will be very cool to watch that stuff unveil. But yeah, I don't know. Normally Doctor Who has been watertight over the years.
I know, right? This is weird. I wonder if fans are going to sort of back off from it though. I wonder how many fans have just gone, I'm not spoiling it for myself.
I haven't watched it. I'm not going to. I'm not interested. I will wait until
just
it's
wait and see.
Official.
Yeah.
Give me trailers. Give me the stuff
exactly.
That's to get you amped.
You want the build up.
That's right.
Speaking of build up, I saw that John Malkovich has been announced in, you know, that HBO. Well, this one's called The New Pope as opposed to The Young Pope.
Yep.
Yes, that's right. There was a bit of talk over whether Jude Law would still be part of it.
He is.
And he is. Yeah. So they're both there. I don't think John Malkovich's role has really been announced.
Well, it's a different. I think that Jude will be playing a different character before.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting.
Did you watch what happened?
I watched the first one.
Okay, well, I won't say too much, but there's an air of finality towards the end of New Pope as to Jude Law's character.
So this new season's all a bit confusing, but we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
Well, John Malkovich, though, he's super, he's a great actor.
He is.
Speaking of great actors, Roseanne, did you hear her? She was on a friend's podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Going over the story again and again and again and again. She also said, "Oh, I've already been offered so many things. I almost already accepted one really good offer to go back on TV. I might do it, but we'll see."
Oh, don't rush, love.
Don't you just want to step away for a while, let all of this settle? Or does she feel that she's got a right to be on television?
I imagine that she thinks she's now got a new hard edge.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
wants to
true.
Play on that controversy.
She wants
angle.
To grab those fans who are really behind her, I guess. Because you know social media. You get the people opposed to you, but you also get the people who fawn over you.
Yep.
And I wonder if perhaps she's listening to them a bit more than she should be. Everybody wants me. But, yeah, that's the news that I've got.
Yeah. A few last things from me. Timeless, which you know I love, has officially been cancelled this
morning.
Oh,
it has? Okay.
They've been shopping around different networks to see whether it could transfer over, and the actors' contracts have wrapped up. However, they are trying to see if they can do a two-hour movie to wrap things up.
That'd be nice.
Which would be good.
Get a bit of closure, yeah.
Yes. The creators of Westworld are this week busy insisting everyone, no, we do know what the end game is. It's cool. We've known since the beginning.
Right.
Because all of a sudden everyone's going, hang on, this is like Lost. Are you guys making this up as you go?
Yeah. Some people were not fans of the second season at all.
No.
Like, really? really opposed to it. And there was a Westworld game that has been either shut down or whatnot because apparently it's a lot like a Fallout shelter. Mobile game.
Copied some code.
Yeah.
Which is pretty appropriate.
And do you know how they found it?
How?
It had an original bug in it.
Ah, the same bug.
Yeah.
Whoops. I played that Westworld game for all of 4 minutes. I'm like, okay. Oh, this is rubbish.
That
and
was
deleted
enough.
It.
Fair mm-hmm. enough.
Mm-hmm. And the last piece of news.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of people have been hanging out to hear because last week I gave you the teaser of I'd been watching Extinct or Alive.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And?
He found the damn leopard.
So the leopard exists?
The leopard exists.
Are you, like, is this sort of like
as
when...
As in he got it on video.
Wow, okay. So it was convincing.
Yes.
Okay.
And they think they have some DNA, a few hairs, but he needs to find some more conclusive proof.
Okay.
But that's pretty exciting. He also got on camera the first time footage of both an African civet and a cervaline gannet, which Whoa. Is an animal.
A gannet? Is that like a prancing
a
deer sort of thing? Gannet?
Weird things in Zanzibar. So, yeah, I'm strapped in for the rest of this show. I'm keen to go and see him find some other things.
Now, we probably don't want to keep Shay waiting too much
is
longer.
She's banging at the door wanting to do this Jelly Belly Challenge.
Should we get her in?
I think we should.
Let's do it.
Come on in. Welcome back. Oh, hi, Shay. Welcome
hey, Shay.
Back.
Hi.
Now, you've
Shay
come back in.
Shay has brought along some Harry Potter Bertie Bott's Every Flavour Beans. We were talking about them earlier.
Some sounded absolutely delicious.
Some sounded gross.
Can you hold it to the microphone and give it a shake and let everyone hear? So, we've got lots of flavours to choose from.
Yeah.
Do you think we should open it up and pour them onto the table, or do you think we should pour them into hands?
Are you going to be the bean master,
That's
Shay?
That's it. Shay gets to choose.
Lego master and bean master? So busy.
On the table.
What a CV that is. Lego master and bean master.
It's pretty specific as well.
Yeah.
Now,
all right, give me a good looking one.
Can you choose one for mum?
Not green one. I don't want a booger.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah, I'll
give
take
two,
that one.
Two for each.
So that's a red one. And what's the other one? What's that other one look like, Lynn?
It's filthy.
It's like grey.
Two for Leah.
Grey with black veins.
Okay, so I'm getting a green one.
Uh-oh.
And a grey one with dots of...
Well, that's the
miscellaneous description.
I think that's the same as ours.
So we could be
one,
in pain?
One could be good and one could be bad.
I'm worried.
And we can leave that one there. So we've all got two. All right, you sit down. Who do you think should go first, Shay?
Me?
You want to go first?
Okay, so which ones do you have? What colour are your jelly bellies?
I have yellow with some brown spots.
Okay.
Well, it sounds like earwax.
And a white one with lots of tiny black dots.
Which one do you want to try first?
I want to try this one.
The whitey one?
Yeah.
And then, so take a bite and then you can tell us what it tastes like.
Just pop it in there.
Pop it in.
It's good. Oh, we got a good one.
We got
lucky
a good one.
Girl.
So what would that have been, Tom?
Very lucky because looking at this, I thought you were about to have soap, but you might have had marshmallow instead.
Mm. Was it marshmallow?
It like?
Yeah.
Lucky. All right, is mum next?
Well, see, her being lucky, like, increases our chances of being unlucky,
well,
I feel.
Now it tastes bad.
It was good for a minute.
And we've got a cup for spitting in. Oh, yep, that's definitely soap.
Really?
It's changed colours and bubbled up, so, yep, that's soap.
All right, I'm going to try this red one.
Okay.
It's pure red. So I might be like a pepper or something, like a chili pepper.
Good luck.
Well, I think you're lucky.
Unless it's cherry. Oh, I love cherry.
Is it cherry?
No.
What? Okay, Tom, what is
it? Could it be cinnamon?
It's cinnamon.
Oh, cinnamon's very strong.
Could have been earthworm.
Yeah. Oh, so there are three options.
There are multiple options for each. I'm looking, because I've got the box, I'm looking at the two Shays chosen for me, and I know I'm in for a rough day.
Okay. Congratulations.
All right, Leah, you're up next.
All right, I'm going to try the green one. So what would I be eating?
It could be booger, I reckon. Is it booger?
I don't think it is. I think you've got a good one there.
You reckon?
Mm.
All right.
Green apple, maybe?
It tastes like green apple.
Mine was a bad one.
So you got soap, you got cinnamon,
Yeah, it wasn't that hot. Well, it was hot, but not that in a Paris Hilton kind of way.
Yeah. Well. All right, Tom.
I'm swapping one of mine because everyone got one good and one bad, and I got two bad.
How do you know? Isn't that part of the thing?
Well, one of the ones I've been given is something I'm allergic to, so I'd rather not dance with that.
Don't play that game.
So I've got one that is lime green with dark green spots, and I have a feeling this one's going to taste pretty gross.
Good luck.
Yep, or he does, because I'm eating.
What are you eating?
Booger.
Everyone's worst fear.
Spit.
No.
Wow.
All right, Shay, do you want to eat your last one?
Good luck, Shay. No. Now, this is a yellow one.
Yep, with one brown spot and then black spots.
Okay, may the force be with you.
In it goes. You don't look too grossed out just
Your face
yet.
Looks all right. You don't look in pain.
Is it good?
Are you concerned? You look a bit worried.
Is it a bit
now.
Weird?
It tastes good.
Oh, yeah?
Lucky. So what do you reckon you got?
I think maybe you got banana. Was it banana?
Tastes like banana.
Cool.
Lucky girl.
Two for two. Oh, no. What you got a bad one and a good one. So you're 50-50.
So what's this? Grey with black. I reckon it's like dirt or something.
Have a crack.
Here it goes.
Good luck. Because I've got the same one. I'm worried.
Oh, is either... It's like licorice, but gross.
Black pepper?
Yeah, black pepper. That was rank.
All right, I'm not having that one then. I'm going to have a different colour.
I've done it.
I don't know if I feel any more confident about this one.
Could you tell us about that one?
This one's brown with darker brown spots on it.
That sounds like dirt.
It could be sausage. Or it could be dirt.
Either way, I don't think this sounds great, but let's try it. All right, last one for me. I'm pretty sure I'm eating dirt. I am eating dirt.
Unlucky.
I'm going to be brave.
Oh, you're
going to
eat the dirt.
I'm going to eat my dirt. It's quite earthy. It's gross. All right, Tom, last one. Make it a good one.
So I'm going to eat one that is... orangey yellow with red spots, and I got a pretty good idea that I'm in for a pretty bad time.
Good luck.
Really? Is it good?
No.
Is it worse than getting up for a 4:45 to wait for JoJo to come on?
Oh, no.
It's vomit.
Did you really get vomit and booger? Because that's... That's a rough go.
You need a real palate cleanser. That's actually made your eyes water.
I changed it up with a cherry. So
that's
okay.
How bad that is.
Oh, that's a rough. Dad that takes one for the team.
Shay, that was an amazing challenge. That was so much fun. Thank you for bringing them. High five.
High fives all around.
And also, Shay, thanks for coming on and chatting about all the different things that you can do and see and things that you went to.
If you could recommend kids out there just to watch one thing and one thing
only. You're only allowed to watch one thing. What would you say?
YouTube.
Perfect.
I think they are already.
Liam, thanks for coming on again.
Thanks.
And Tom?
Toodaloo.